The Federal Emergency Management Agency is looking to secure 26 properties in Essex County and 33 in Ulster that are located in 100-year floodplains. Both counties are in a public notice period. The feds have okayed a $2.7 million buyout in Essex County, where Mike Mascarenhas is deputy county manager.
We're just waiting on this comment period to see if there's anybody that doesn't want that to happen. These are substantially damaged properties. What that means is that these properties were more than 50% damaged and reside in the 100-year floodplain.
Down in Ulster County, Emergency Management Director Art Snyder has asked FEMA to set aside $6.7 million to buy the severely damaged homes there. Snyder explains property owners who decided to sell out submitted letters of intent last February to be included in the acquisition program.
And since that time, we've been working with them and with FEMA to supply all of the documentation that FEMA required. Some of the folks have dropped out of the program. And in fact, my list, I have 38 properties still on there that have been substantially damaged. FEMA has required extensive documentation, things like streetscape photos, information with regards to historic preservation of the building, a lot of documentation. We've supplied that. It's gone through the State Emergency Management Office and to the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Snyder says about two dozen buyout-eligible properties are in Shandaken. The rest are in Wawarsing, Ulster, Kingston, and Olive. Once the buyout is complete, the buildings will be demolished. The land classified perpetual, forever wild open spaces.
What we're looking forward to is to obtain from FEMA a final list of approved structures and an approved budget, and what they will allow us to do to move forward and acquire these homes and get people out of harm's way.
None of the homes have been appraised yet. Snyder expects the buyout to be complete by early 2014. FEMA will cover three-quarters of the home appraisal value and demolition costs, while New York City's Department of Environmental Protection will cover the remaining costs for homes inside the watershed. Homeowners outside the watershed will have to foot 25% of the bill. Back in Essex County, officials have submitted additional applications to FEMA. Again, Mike Mascarenhas.
We also have an application in for non-substantially damaged properties. Now, that doesn't really mean that those properties weren't substantially damaged. What it means is they may not be in the 100-year floodplain. So on those properties, FEMA does a benefit cost analysis to determine the likelihood that those properties will flood again. We have not heard on those properties yet. Sandy has delayed that process a little bit.
Calls to FEMA were not immediately returned. Officials with both counties say the experience with Irene and Lee has helped them formulate plans and strategies to better prepare for the next weather catastrophe, whatever and whenever that might be. There's more information about the FEMA buyout on our website, wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.